This is IGN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Blizzard Games to return to China under a new agreement with NetEase. It's Thursday, April 11th, and this is IGN News. Blizzard has announced that its games are coming back to mainland China in summer 2024, after almost a year and a half off the market. Additionally, Microsoft, which now owns Blizzard, and NetEase have entered another separate agreement to bring NetEase games to Xbox and other platforms. Blizzard's games were taken offline in China in January 2023, after NetEase and Blizzard were unable to reach a new publishing deal. However, both companies have now reached one. The deal will include all of the games that Chinese players had access to from the previous agreement, including ones like Overwatch, Diablo, and World of Warcraft. While both parties are working to relaunch the games, more details will be revealed later. Phil Spencer chimed in on Microsoft's new partnership with NetEase, saying, "Returning Blizzard's legendary games to players in China while exploring ways to bring more new titles to Xbox demonstrates our commitment to bring more games to more players around the world." However, Spencer provided no other specifics. This new deal comes after Blizzard and NetEase had a bit of a falling out back in November 2022, when their original publishing contract was set to expire. Blizzard China and NetEase were pointing fingers at each other, where the former offered to extend services, but the latter declined it, with one NetEase executive claiming that the original deal extension fell apart because of one specific jerk. Either way, Blizzard was committed to look for alternative ways to bring its games back to the Chinese market, but it finally reached a new agreement with NetEase. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest game and developer updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.